This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Today's topic is something we all miss dearly.
It's so true. God, I miss it.
It's public.
It's public.
Public sex, public. Public anything.
Public anything.
Public
outings.
Coffee on the street. Public sitting at a cafe.
A public bathroom.
That was last on my list, but...
honey, it's first for me.
As in, like, places to have sex or places to
No, just places to go.
Yeah. Public bathroom made me think, like, park bathroom, though. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, my God.
Like, city-maintained.
And specifically, when I think of a public bathroom, I think of the McCarran Park bathroom.
That's what I was thinking of, too. Yeah. Or, like, Central Park, where, like, yeah. every time you pee during Shakespeare in the Park, you're, like, stepping
so
through
gross.
Puddles of
yeah.
pee and just
Disgusting.
Being like, well... I'd be better off just going and peeing in the brambles and coming
but
back.
Also a hot spot for sex.
Yes.
And we'll talk about it later, but specifically for the gay community in New York City.
I did just mention the brambles, not even really thinking about that being part of it. But I was like, we could also sneak off and have sex there. I'm so glad you brought research about it. Look how in sync we are.
I
it's
know.
Like we're reading each other's gay minds.
It's so true. Public. Wow. I'm sure you already know this, but public sex is having sex as an exhibitionist with a chance of being seen by voyeurs.
And people.
Or just people. Yeah, anyone.
Voyeur makes it sound, like, purposeful and, like, enjoyable.
Well, you know, I'd like to hope that it's enjoyable for someone.
Certainly. We'd all want that. If they're going to see it, let's hope they enjoy it.
Right. And, I mean, just a quick recap in case anyone doesn't remember. I'm sure we've talked about this before, but an exhibitionist or exhibitionism is the act of exposing in a public or semi-public context parts of one's body that are not normally exposed. So the person who likes to do it, who likes to be in the public... Doing
yeah, who wants
the,
that attention,
the dirty.
Like, specifically yeah. craves being on display. Like,
voyeurism,
thrill.
Yes, is the interest in or practice of watching other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the people, just doing a recap, you know?
Yeah.
It's nice to remember what those words mean, because sometimes I forget.
Do you want to know how many people had sex in public in 2019?
I would love to.
Okay, let me just find the number.
Oh, you don't have it off the top of your, you don't have it off the top of your head?
It's 12,065. I don't have that number. Who has that number?
I don't know. Well, you teed it up for me.
This is a hard topic to research, so I'm just pulling shit out of my ass over here.
Okay.
We were weeks into quarantine, and I'm the only person I know is still working, and I'm tired.
She says as she sips her coffee.
Tea.
Public sex. Oh, okay. Public sex is one of those seven most common sexual fantasies.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
I know. Justin LaMiller, who we've talked about, he's a research fellow at the Kinsey Institute. He did
Good
a bunch
fan.
Of... surveys for his book, Tell Me What You Want. And 42% of participants reported having fantasies of having sex in public.
Rachel, tell me about a time you had sex in public.
Oh, honey, I've had so many. I love public sex. I love the thrill. I love the thrill of getting caught. I love the thrill of having to be quiet, you know?
Have you been caught? You mean like you love the thrill of fear of being caught?
Yes.
When were you caught having public sex?
Well, okay. Do you know? Okay, so on like 47th Street in Times Square. There's a wonderful There's a wonderful little bar. Lily's Victorian Pub.
Oh, but of course.
Yes, we all know Lily's. We go there after we see our friends and our shows. And I went there after seeing a show with my partner at the time, and I was pretty wasted, and we went in the basement bathrooms that they have. You like walk downstairs and there's like bathrooms, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I hooked up in there and I absolutely got caught and I was thrown out.
Wow.
And I have since returned to Lily's many a time.
And they didn't know what they were dealing with. I thought you were just going to say you like had sex on 47th Street.
Could
I was
you
like
imagine?
Trying to picture specific alleyways.
I have done a lot of other things in public in Times Square. Like, I've definitely done cocaine and just, like, in the middle of the streets.
A friend of mine lived on 46th in, like, a apartment that had a gorgeous courtyard.
Oh.
Like, that's where I would try to, like, sneak away in Midtown.
Yeah.
Many people don't know that there are, like, one or two beautiful little courtyards tucked into Midtown. Like, where there used to be carriage houses. It was like a haunted carriage house situation.
Cute.
Very cool.
I also had sex on a boat in the Amalfi Coast, and also in high school on like a little lake in my subdivision that my friend absolutely saw from like her kitchen. She saw me having sex like on the boat. She was like, I was just like making dinner with my family. And like my mom was like, oh, it's such a beautiful day outside. And I was like, everyone step away from the window. And there I was spread eagled out on a pontoon boat, just going at it.
How big is this lake? Like, I'm picturing the lake in my hometown and I wouldn't dare because it's such a small lake.
It was
small. Town.
Yeah, it was fucking small. But do you think I cared? I was 17 years old and horny as hell. I was ready to go.
I cared so much at 17. I was such a good student. I would go to parties and be wild, but like the adults mustn't know.
I was having a lot of sex. I mean, we talked about this in the outdoor episode, but you know, when you're young and you don't have anywhere to go, like, you can't go to your friend's house. You can't go to your house.
So I feel like I just did so much sex in cars and trucks, you know, like I had a whole like hookup situation with a guy who I think we mostly had sex in the back of his truck and had sex in a bed once of like 10 times we hooked up because we were fucking teenagers.
Yeah. I hooked up in a, I didn't have sex, but I definitely like hooked up in a janitor closet then high school and I got caught by my choir teacher. So,
and
you know.
And what did you get in suspended? Like,
no,
were you punished at all?
No, I think they were. She was just like, what are you doing in here? And I was like, nothing. Let me get this dick out of my mouth.
Vocal warm ups, obviously.
Sorry. I dropped a bracelet and he kicked it in here. It was just a really terrible lie. And she liked me, so, you know.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice
when
teachers like you.
Yeah.
Did you want to ask about my sexual exploits in public, Rachel? Like, do you want to ask how I'm doing? I'm alone in Los Angeles. Do you even want to know if I'm okay?
Yes, I do want to know. How are you doing? Let's start there.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Rachel, I'm lucky to be working. I'm so busy. I'm tired.
I think you just sent me a text the other day that said, I'm fine. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's like, okay, so Laura's cool.
Yeah, you could see me like convincing myself as I was texting
mid-text.
It. Like,
I was
say
like,
it aloud and it'll be true.
She said, I'm fine 4 times in a row. So she's good. She's good.
She's great. She's thriving. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. No, I am fine. I am. I'm fine.
I'm going to kill you.
What were we talking about?
B, public sex.
Ocean.
Tell me. About.
So I think we talked about it in the outdoor episode, or I'm not sure, but I did lose my virginity. Well, I lost my virginity in a bed and then had sex with the same guy out of doors the next evening.
Oh, sure.
In a mulchy driveway, like a wood chip driveway.
Right. Because once you pop,
multiple
you can't stop.
Positions. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah.
I think at some point he was like sitting on the like the hitch of a trailer,
oh.
You know? And I was fucking him on top.
You made an interesting hand motion there, and I wasn't sure where you were going.
It looked like I was giving a hand job, but I was trying to think of the word for the thing that connects the trailer to the truck.
But, like, do you do this when you connect? Like, I'm just confused by this.
No,
motion.
Really, you do like this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That was also sexual.
It's more of a lifting and a jack and a screw it up and screw it down.
Got
situation.
It.
It sounds very sexual, but it's really not. It's like how praying mantises probably have sex, not people. But
listeners, listen. She's doing some sexy things with her hands. That's all I'm gonna say.
You'll never see. You'll never see unless you pay for them on our Patreon that exists soon.
Sick plug.
And it's just video of me like going like this and then like this.
Absurd hand motions.
Just like doing not sign language. I also had sex on a like roof in New York, but it was like a roof that was below other buildings. Like it was like a low roof. And then there were just like apartment buildings surrounding it. And I was wasted and didn't give a fuck. And was like, let's fuck on this long chair. And the person I was with was definitely not into that.
Right.
So we like sort of did and then relocated.
Right.
And then had sex indoors for the second half.
Yeah.
How boring. How boring. What a lame story. And then we went inside. Live your life. If I had only known 10 years ago that this was, that coronavirus was coming.
Hey, you would have been fucking outdoors.
I would have been fucking outdoors.
That's what's going to happen. What's going to happen. Pretty soon, we're all getting to that level. Speaking of which, in my research for this, I found about this insane couple, this amateur couple. Let me just find it in my notes.
Go ahead. Yep. Here, I got... I do have places to be. I'm so sick of the jokes that are like, what else are you doing? I'm like, I'm fucking working all day.
Are you
I
drunk?
I want to FaceTime with you. I'm just tired. It's Monday morning. I'm tired. I'm starting a week and I feel crazy.
This is you drunk, actually.
Yeah. This is me on a cup of chai tea at 9:21 a.m. on a Monday morning. This is what quarantine do. It's all bleeding together.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm fine. So Dolls Cult is a thruple in Bologna in Italy who they go out in the world and they film themselves in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of the lockdown in Italy. They are going out in the world and they're having sex everywhere they can, being like, fuck the coronavirus, blah, 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 blah. Like they're fucking on cars. They're fucking in front of a police station. They were doing public sex vids before, but now they're like, they've really like ratcheted it up since they have to be locked down.
I almost chose a Dolls Cult video.
Oh, no way.
For this episode. Yeah.
Oh,
it popped.
So
like they are at least in my showdown, like, once or twice, I think.
Yeah, they're
known. I didn't label them all, but they are, like, dominating the search term right now. And I ultimately didn't pick it because of the, like, fuck the corona. And I was like,
Yeah.
I don't need this vibe right now.
Yeah, they're really going out there. They're kind of, like, doing it as an act of resistance, which I find strange.
I didn't know they were Italian.
Yeah, the thing that I found a little bit more strange is the fact that it's a brother and sister and their mutual girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know. Real life siblings Shane, Melody, and their mutual girlfriend Sissy.
So. What's her name?
Sissy. You heard that right. Yeah. So,
cool.
And the people seem to be commenting on their videos and kind of commending them. Painting them as heroes, I guess, for...
What kind of people?
I don't... who knows?
I mean, look, I'm all for public sex.
Me
and
too.
If you're already quarantined with your people, your family, then you...
Yeah.
I don't... Listen.
Like, have sex on a balcony. Like, that's... I'm watching that. I have a goddamn video on my phone from when other people were having sex on the balcony at the William Vale in Brooklyn when I worked at the Wythe. They literally put on a show. Love to see people having sex in, you know, the standard at when, you know, you can walk by on the High Line.
Back
with
when
your...
those were places we went.
Right. God. you know, see people fucking. But when it's like, hey, stay home because people are dying, just stay home.
Yeah.
You know?
Or just, like, fucking in your... If you want to have, like, exhibitionist sex and you're doing it, like, in your car or on the side of the highway, that's actually still pretty much, like, observing...
Yeah. Yeah.
...lockdown? But do you have to, like, yell, fuck the virus? Like,
yeah, fuck
what if
corona,
my dad died and I'm driving by... Yeah. And I'm like, I wanted to enjoy that, but you ruined it by denying me my experience. Yeah. just be fucking. Like, why is it gotta be?
I know. It's true.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I know. Do you want some stats?
Always.
Babe, would some stats make you feel better?
Stats make me feel amazing.
Okay, so Public moved up 8 positions to the 15th most searched for term in 2019. So it's in the top 20. It's in the top 10 specifically in the UK, Australia, and Germany. And from data from 2017, statisticians.
You're how do you say that? Statisticians. Yeah.
Why was that so hard for me to say? Statisticians discovered that Ireland's viticulture.
Okay, I'm worried now because you had coronavirus and there's a blood clot thing. Are you having a stroke? We make a lot of jokes about it. It would be horribly ironic if that's the way you went.
No, I'm just overheating because I'm
can
underneath
you feel
the blanket.
Both of your limbs. Okay.
Do
I'm
you
overheating.
Smell toast? I wish. I'm hungry. It is breakfast. Ireland's visitors were proportionately much more interested in public sex searches compared to the rest of the world. It's popular in Ireland, is all I'm trying to fucking say. Specifically with Irish women. They're 35% more likely to search for public than men.
I'm just picturing Molly from, that's her name, right? No, Maura from Love Island.
Maura.
I was like, that bitch loves public sex.
She does. Most popular in the 18 to 24 age range, and when searching for masturbation, specifically public masturbation, is the second most popular search term.
Cool.
So, yeah. Fun stuff, right?
Yeah, you know, fun stuff.
Yeah. Fun stuff. Stats. Aren't they?
Good, dirty fun. I fucking love a stat. It just
I love a stat.
Makes me feel safe and in control, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Even when I can't control anything in the world is, you know, an illusion. Anyway, I'm fine.
Also, on Pornhub, two of the most visited channels are Public Agent, which I'm sure you know about, and Fake Taxi.
Yeah, there's some. They're, like, not my favorites.
No!
I mean, I think a lot of, like, public sex on the mainstreams, particularly those channels, is the, like, we picked up this girl.
Yeah, Public Agent, I'm, like, convinced actually might be sex trafficking. Like, it's scary. Like, he just gives people money.
Like, I don't even know if the transactions are real when they're like, hey, for this money, but it's... Even if it's, like, one step away from that where he's like, hey, I'm going to give you this money and I'm going to pretend to give you the money again so people can see it on video. But, like, I do feel like a lot of the people in those videos I'm concerned for, like, that specific kind of porn is a lot of the stuff that made me want to start this podcast because I was like, what the fuck is all this?
Exactly.
Yeah, public can be tricky territory because it's so much, like, amateur and that's great. But if it's an unverified profile and it's not a profile, like... owned or shared by the people performing, it feels sex trafficking and scary.
Yeah, I mean, even with Public Agent, which is, like, a legitimate channel or whatever, and, like, yes, it is, we suspend our disbelief and pretend that it's real, but it's even, like, you're pretending it's real. In pretending that it's real, you're pretending that it's actually just sex trafficking, you know?
Right.
So it's a little conflicting, I think, as a viewer.
Exactly. It's, like, it just feels like the... Because there's, like, a rotation of performers who aren't performers otherwise. That's what's concerning.
Right.
You know? And as much as it can have, like, its own profile, it's like, who are the hundreds of women being featured in these videos and where do they come from and why do they always look a little afraid and confused?
Yeah. Very true.
And, like, they're not really... enjoying or, like, doing, you know?
It was also interesting to think about the history in terms of, like, the gay community and, you know, back in the day, public sex was such a big thing in, like, bathhouses and bathrooms and at bars because you couldn't have people over, you know?
Yeah.
You had to do it in public because you had no other place.
Yeah. Well, you had to kind of... just find people where you could find
them.
You know,
yeah,
it was like, it was basically like speakeasy gay bars.
Yeah.
And then it was like, there's a bathroom you can go to.
Yeah.
And there's like secret code around this shit, or you can just go to Central Park and, like,
yeah,
wander into the woods and find someone. And, like, if that doesn't tell you that someone's sexuality means a lot to them, they're like, I just want to fuck a man, any man. I'll find him in the woods.
I'm going to go to the park at 2
a.m. I don't need to see his face.
Yeah, I go on long walks. Like, good God, let that person be gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
The good old days, am I right? Why can't we go back to the good old days when people could only have sex in the woods?
Oh, God. But it's also...
I'm joking. I hope people don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's a misdemeanor. Did you know that?
Public sex?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I thought it was like a felony.
Yeah.
It's a misdemeanor.
It's a misdemeanor crime.
A misdemeanor is like a pretty bad... like
slap
driving ticket of like I'm trying to equate it to other things like is weed possession a misdemeanor in New York?
I actually don't know.
I think it is if it's minor. Laws. I think it's intent to sell that gets you into trouble.
Yeah.
I don't either. I haven't been arrested for weed.
the charges or the penalty differs from state to state. So it could be up to 1 year in prison and a fine.
Oh.
Which, like, you know, depending on the sex, could be worth it.
You said a year in prison would be worth it.
It was a joke. It was a joke. Aren't we in prison now?
I mean, first, no, we're not, and we daren't. We daren't compare. Listen.
I know.
You're a white woman. If you got arrested for having public sex, you just have to pick up trash on the highway for a year.
Like, it's not like
no judge is going to send you away because privilege.
Yeah, it's really terrible.
Yeah.
It's unfair.
But that is to say that I'm glad you're not in prison for public sex because it sounds like you've been real fast and loose.
I have. Like I said earlier, I don't know much about laws. So,
because you don't need to because privilege.
Yeah, because I am a white woman. And, yeah, it's, you know.
Sorry, I didn't mean to shame. I just had to acknowledge that having a conversation about, like, weed and misdemeanors and being like, yeah, what is that? Like, do we, I don't know. Yeah. I've never been arrested for weed because I'm a cute girl. Like, the reason I haven't been arrested for weed is because I'm a nerd who gets, like, nervous anytime somebody starts smoking in public. I'm like, the adults mustn't know.
I'm, like, really bad about it. I just, again, I guess I just never really, I was like, aren't there worse things to penalize people for? But again, privilege. I'm a white woman, so I never really think about the repercussions because I was lucky I don't have to. Yeah. But at least now I'm at the point in my life where I have the awareness of it, you know?
Uh-huh.
So.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, let's shift topics. Let's have a nice time. Let's do a search term showdown.
I would love to.
You say this is what I'm like when I'm drunk, but I really just think this is my true self.
Oh, good. Either way, I'm into it.
Good. Okay. I'm fine. She's fine. Showdown. Let's start with, this bitch. This is my first time paragliding. A stranger controls my lush in the air.
What?
From Gabby Ferrer.
Okay.
This is a cam girl. This is her own, like, verified account.
Yeah.
And it's clear that, like, her thing is public sex.
Yeah.
Like, her, like, this is literally a video of her skydiving, spread eagle. And she's got a Lush. So I actually had to look up what a Lush was.
What is a Lush? I don't know.
It's a brand of toy. It's a remote control vibrator.
Oh.
And I saw like a couple different videos that were like Lush torture. And I was like, what is that? And it's just a remote control vibrator brand I didn't happen to know.
Okay, cool.
But that is apparently quite hip in the cam world right now. I don't know how I missed it.
She's taking things to an extreme. She was like, I gotta do something different here.
Yes.
So she's paragliding and she's letting people play turn on her vibrator.
Yes. Among her other videos is like her on a plane. And I'm like, even if you bought the whole row, this is crazy. Because she's got like her tits out and she's just sitting in a seat. Like that is her thing. And I know like many.
That might be my thing tonight.
I wouldn't put it past you based on this conversation. Yeah,
honestly.
The over under. Yeah.
And there ain't going to be people on that flight. So
yeah,
why not?
Flight attendant has a wild night ahead of them.
That's true. Oh, you didn't want to upgrade my ass? Well, I'm making the whole section of economy just get a front row seat to my show.
The flip side version of that is, oh, you upgraded my ass?
Yeah.
First class, baby. You're welcome.
It's true.
Either way, you're giving them a show, and it's either it's a thank you or it's an act of defiance.
It's true.
But either way, it's happening. So yeah, much respect for Gabby. Because that's like a bit, like anytime any camp person does like a public thing, it's kind of a big fucking deal. And they have to prepare for it and there's risk involved. So this is like her thing and it's impressive.
Also, there's risk involved in paragliding, I would assume. It sounds risky.
Yeah,
I've never done
it. She has like a guy behind her. That's the other thing. I was like, you paraglided with someone who was clearly your... I've never paraglided. I've never skydived. But, you've got your instructor there. You've got your guide, whatever.
Your keeper.
Your keeper. You've got your para-keeper.
Your para.
But, there's a guy in the suit behind her, clearly, controlling the ride. And she's
like, great, I just got this.
Her suit open and is, spread-eagle and naked and has a lush in. And somebody else in the air with them is, controlling the... This
Someone
is, like...
in another state.
This is Mission Impossible level cam work.
I'm watching this video.
Yeah,
I'm sold.
I want you to watch the whole thing on the plane.
I'm fucking sold.
You know, let it inspire you.
Yeah.
Okay, next we have stupid screaming whore gets her squirt all over my car.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hey, you wanted a car wash, buddy.
Hey, you invited me into your car for sex.
Yeah.
I hate this. Stupid screaming whore.
Yeah.
This is from a trash bucket, man.
Yeah. You could call me a screaming whore, but don't call me stupid. You know?
Yeah, he's just rubbing it in when he's just damn lucky he got to fuck somebody in his stupid car.
Yeah. I don't think I ever want to be called being called a slut and a whore and sometimes, but
by specific partners.
Yeah, by specific sometimes.
Them.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But I've never been call me stupid.
No.
Never.
No, it doesn't go well.
Yeah.
I think one of my main things is that I'm smart. So when someone's like, you're stupid, I'm like, you're lost.
There's
you're
the door.
You're stupid.
Yeah. It's true.
This is a nice, fun light. So we got Maitland Ward, freckled redhead with the evil eye, swallows cum.
Oh, I love Maitland Ward. She's
stunning. I know, I'm obsessed with her.
I
jilled off to her not two nights ago.
Oh.
She's a brilliant performer.
She's great.
This is not from her.
Obviously.
This is clearly somebody who pirated her content. And I'm calling it out because I'm like, this is stupid. You're calling her the best you can do is freckled redhead with the evil eye?
What the fuck does that mean? The fuck does that mean?
She's also not freckled, but okay, say what you need to.
Yeah. They were just wanted to be clear that she was a redhead.
Yes. Because they have freckles, right?
Duh. They also are evil, if I've learned anything.
Yeah, with the evil eye.
If I've learned anything from folklore and mythology, redheads are evil.
If I've learned anything from medieval folklore, which also taught us that all diseases are cured by bleeding and amputation, redheads be freckled and they be evil.
And they're witches. Okay, moving on.
Next, we have stop hiking and fuck me. Outdoor sex.
Ugh, God, I relate to that.
That one I just liked.
Yeah.
That one I was like, yeah. And
I
it
relate.
Was like from a cam person who was like, this is the whole point. And I was like, just fuck hiking. Let's have sex.
Yeah. I like the idea of just getting so horny that you're like, babe, stop hiking. Fuck me.
Yeah.
Maybe she had a, or that person, whoever it was, had a lush.
Uh-huh. She was getting worked up and was
Yeah. Just a thought.
Speaking of lush, I can throw in the other one.
Okay, great.
I squirted in Papa John's while I tried to eat pizza. Lush torture?
Wow. You really took me by surprise with that one.
I surprised myself.
I squirted in Papa John's.
It's also got an amazing amount of typos. John's is spelled J-H-O-N.
How do you spell John's incorrectly?
I don't know. Who's this person?
Especially, like, you picked the brand. Like, yeah. Clearly, like, you're aware of it, and it's, you were there. Like,
you bought the pizza.
The word is in the video as you're uploading it. Yeah. Like, the word Papa John's is branded behind you. Like, how do you miss that? Unless it's just a generic pizza joint, and they're just calling it Papa John's because they're trying to be like,
here's what happened.
Like, it's fancy.
This person just got excited to eat pizza, so she peed. That's what happened.
I've done that.
Yeah.
Not on camera.
Yet.
Don't put it past me.
Yeah. Subscribe to our Patreon now.
We're really over-promising on this Patreon.
I know. It's true.
To be clear, it's not going to be sex videos. It's We're not going to pee for you.
We won't.
But, like, but maybe we'll read some fan mail.
Yeah. You know. Maybe I'll tell you about the time that I squirted.
Yeah, maybe I'll tell you about the time I squirted.
Which just happened to me 2 days ago for the first time ever.
Wait, Rachel, you squirted 2 days ago for the first time ever?
It's true.
Bury the lead.
I know. Do I look different to you? Because I feel different.
Yes. I mean, you're weirdly huddled, like, under a blanket.
I look like I'm in the Blair Witch Project. But yes. I'm glowing, and it's not because I haven't seen sunlight in 4 weeks.
What did you do to achieve your squirt?
I don't actually know. It was crazy. I was just, like, having a regular FaceTime sesh with the BF, mm-hmm. and I was using a magic wand-esque toy that I love from Unbound, their wand.
This is an incredible ad for Unbound right now.
I know.
First time squirting.
I know.
Now, this is just a regular, like, this is a wand, so you're just doing clit stuff. You're not doing, like, G-spot
nothing,
stuff
Nothing inside. Nothing inside. I had already came, mm-hmm. and so I was, like, you know, I was, like, going back in for seconds, as you do. As you do. And it was, like, I could tell it was like a very intense orgasm because my feet started to get hot.
Wow.
Have you ever had that experience?
Feet being hot. I can't say with confidence that I've ever really paid attention to my feet during an orgasm.
Sometimes I get like,
but like a weird sensation, like almost like in a different part of your body where you're like, whoa, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah. Like sometimes my feet get really hot, which is weird. Or like my hands get hot. Yeah. I don't really know what that's about.
It's just your body being quick, like send blood to the appendages.
Should I see a neurologist? I don't know.
It actually makes sense to me. I think.
Yeah.
I think it's just like blood flow.
Yeah.
So like your appendages get warmer because you're increasing blood flow in general.
Yeah. It was.
I'm a scientist.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, with those glasses, you fooled me.
Don't inject Clorox into your bodies.
She's a scientist.
Science. Fucking God.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, so I was using a wand and like it literally felt like, you know, like a regular orgasm where like, you know, it feels like pressure's building up and like oh, there's going to be a rush or like a wave of, you know, fluid, I guess. But I feel like that majority of the times when I come.
Yeah.
You know, like it feels
but was it like, how would you distinguish it as squirting just like the amount of liquid or
that? It was an amount of liquid. Like I literally was like,
It was an amount.
It was, I won't tell you how much, I won't give you a quantifier, but it was.
I don't need it.
It
honestly.
Was, you can just tell from the way I'm saying amount. Where I literally was like, whoa! And I, like, tried to stop it. Like, I was like, what's happening? And it was like, but it didn't feel like the way you feel when you pee, but it was coming out of my urethra.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Rachel, I think you squirted.
I was like, babe, did you see that? And he was like, I'm so pleased to have witnessed that.
You're so sweet.
I know.
For our listeners, Rachel's going to be reunited with her boyfriend soon,
it's
and
true.
She's so excited. She fucking squirted.
It's true. It's literally, I squirted because I'm so excited.
What a dream.
Wow. Yeah. So that happened to me the other day, and I've been holding on to that information for the pod because I felt like it was the best place to share.
I feel really honored.
Yeah. You should be.
I wish I had something as good as I squirted in Papa John's to, like, disrupt this tender moment with.
I squirted in Papa John's. Oh, my God. I mean, maybe that's next on my list. Now that I've squirted just in general, maybe I can do it in public places. Fingers crossed.
Do they have Papa John's in the UK?
I don't think so.
They do have Sbarro, right?
Yeah, probably.
Weirdly, I feel like I remember there being Sbarros everywhere. Yeah. And me being like, right, mall pizza.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take a little break.
Let's take a break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Laura has peed. I squirted. Just kidding. We're good to go.
Are you kidding, Rachel? You're under a blanket. Anything could happen.
It's true. It's quarantine. Who knows?
The video we're going to talk to you about is Cam Soda, lesbian teens busted in public.
Hoo-wah. What a vid. Quick synopsis. Apparently,
these girls are glad they're done with finals. That's all you need
glad.
To know.
They're so glad, in fact, that
they have to fuck.
They have to fuck. They push each other on the roof of a car, and she goes, "I'm so fucking glad I'm done. We're done with finals too, babe." And then she just starts touching her pussy,
yeah.
And then men appear,
yes,
out of the woodwork.
Of this parking lot?
Yeah, their eyes or their ears like pricked up when they heard lesbians. And they were like, oh, shit. And they all pulled out their phones and started recording.
Yeah, they're clearly
not gay.
Oh, the women? Oh, yeah. We'll get to that. I was still like stuck on the men who like weirdly appear. Like,
yeah.
They're clearly cast in the video and they're clearly being like directed to
yeah.
be like, oh shit, and have their cameras out so that like we buy that this is a sort of guerrilla style
and it's
video.
In public. Yeah.
But I noticed that there's like one guy who like crossed behind them who made like a really weird aggressive cross. Like he was like, my choice
yeah.
is I'm just walking by and they're already fucking and I'm going to get just past them and then be like, oh, and then
actually, yeah,
pull my phone out. Like, it's just like really strange staging.
I mean, it was, the whole thing is so strange.
He was the same guy who also, like, so they fuck sort of on the top of the car, and yeah, then they're like,
let's go in the car.
Let's go in the car. Do you want to get in the car? Here's my next major logic question.
Uh-huh.
Rachel, why do they turn the car on?
I have no idea. I was like, air conditioning?
I thought that too, but then they immediately rolled out the windows.
Yeah.
So that they can film the sex.
Right. They turn the car on, and then they go into the back seat, and then the guy who's filming the thing is like, knock, knock, knock. Hey, 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 can I see? Like, disgusting.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you want to watch? That was actually, like, the only part I liked is that they were like, would you like to watch? We consent to that. Like, right. They didn't say we consent to that, but they're like, yeah, we love it when you watch. And I was like, yeah, obviously, because these are two fucking straight porn performers, like, pretending to be gay.
Yeah.
In the back of a car for no reason. I was like, just fuck on the car. Like, this, you're just adding difficult logistics.
Yeah, like, just fuck out in the open if you're going to do it. You
or
told
at least,
me
like, put the seat down and get into that trunk, you know?
Right.
Just kidding. That would actually be a terrible idea. Yeah. I just was picturing my 87 Toyota Land Cruiser from high school where, like, you put the seat down, you fully
and then you're
have,
in
like,
the, you have the trunk.
The, like, a camper back there, you know? Like, you have a queen-size goddamn bed.
Oh, my God.
High school sex, baby!
Yeah, bringing it all back. They moan in a very mainstreamy way in this video, you know?
Oh, the old mainstream moan, Rachel. You know? I know it well.
I'm like, oh
my God, it was like the exact same noise.
Yeah.
Like, I used to have just like a joke, like an inside joke with a friend entirely built around that sound.
Yeah. We're like, oh yeah, fucking, fuck. And it's always like, fucking, fucking pussy. Like, play with my fucking, fucking pussy. Will you fucking, fucking do that? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I've never once made any of those sounds or noises in bed.
Oh, yeah, not in bed. Definitely.
Just now Samara's. For the podcast? Yeah.
Definitely at Papa John's.
Yeah,
like,
but.
While I was peeing, eating my pizza, but not in bed.
Yeah. There was also a lot of rubbing, just like general vulva rubbing, like not necessarily on anyone's clit, which was weird to
me. Like they were doing clit stuff, but, you know, sort of in passing.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't focused or targeted. It was we got a one or whatever. And then we went out.
In my reality, the cameraman was like, why are you touching her clit? We don't need that. Finger blast the pussy some more.
I mean, the fact that he was, like, at one point, she was like, yeah, look at that pink pussy. And, like, opened the other girl's pussy up so we could see the pink
of her pussy.
You know, inside. I was like, yeah, where this, who's, there's no question who this is for. It's not for either of these women. Yeah. Also, the, like, very aggressive, like, I will say that for what it was, these women had a lot of commitment to making us believe they were coming.
Right. It's true. It's true.
They weren't.
No.
But they really want us to believe. And, like, when she was, like, aggressively grinding and tribbing.
Yeah, on
and
her.
Then did, like, vigorous stuff with her finger to herself.
Right.
I was like, I could almost believe that she could come from this.
Right. I wrote that down. I was like, oh, wait, maybe?
But it felt like an afterthought.
Yeah.
It was more of the, like.
And I never really felt like I saw an orgasm.
Yeah.
And also, like, okay, those orange pointy nails and her, like, finger
thrusting
banging.
Them in, it made me nervous.
I was like, you are stabbing her.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Like, even with the beginning of the video, when I saw her, that's the nails. I was
nails,
like,
you
I
were
was
like, uh-oh.
No.
Here we go.
Yeah. And then to have her be the person who's, like, jabbing away.
Yeah.
Literally stabbing at the other girls.
For our listeners, they were specifically the kinds of nails that are spiked, like, that are filed to a point.
Yeah, like coffin nails, I believe, is what they're referred to as.
Yeah. Claws.
Yeah.
You know who has those?
Tell
me. And I wanted to be like, how do you do it? So, did you watch Hustle and Flow?
Rhythm and Flow? Rhythm and Flow.
Oh, sorry, Rhythm and Flow. Hustle and Flow is the movie.
Yes, I did. London B.
Rhythm and Flow. Sorry, London B. Always has crazy nails, and she's married
to a woman.
And like, her Instagram is, like, photos of her and her daughter and her wife and her happy family. And then the next photo will be, like, look at these fucking nails. Sick nails.
Right.
And I'm like, they just must do a lot of toy stuff. Like, there's just no way.
They must do a lot of toy stuff. Or they maybe use gloves.
But, like, those kind of nails.
I know. Are going to stab through gloves.
If you had straight up, like, leather gloves on.
Yeah. It's true.
It'd be just very hard to navigate. I'm like, maybe when they take them off to like do the next ones, they're like,
babe, mark it in your calendar. I don't know. It's true.
I think it's just not like they.
Yeah.
They must just have like an existing workaround.
Right.
I've wanted to ask, but that's one of those stupid, like, I don't know that person. So I'm not going to write and be like, hey, but it's been killing me. Like, do you just not use hands on vulva stuff?
Yeah. I
but
wonder.
That also is just an aggressive, like, hey, as like, a lesbian.
I keep my nail short. I keep my nail short because I like to touch myself, you know?
Yeah. This is as long as my nails usually get. And again, no one can see but you, but they're not very long nails.
Yeah. And I don't want to stab my partner with my nails, which, you know, when I've had longer nails, like, has been a problem. So
yeah, they get to a certain point where they're just unwieldy. Like, it's hard to.
Right. And then if you're rubbing yourself, and like there's a phallus involved, like, you're going to stab. So it's not even just like it's not even a question of like sexuality. It's just, if you have a vulva, how do you have long nails?
Yeah.
It's just.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just experts at like navigating their own nails because they just have them.
Right. So listeners, next time you see someone with long nails, I really want you to think about
it. What do you want them to do?
Like, I just want you to think about it.
I thought you're like, tell them to go up to them and be like, what are you doing? I was like, don't do that. Nails are your choice.
Just maybe like know the sacrifices that they're making.
Yes.
For having those nails.
That is a costly look.
It is.
Literally, financially, but also in terms of like functionality and opening
on the pleasure scale.
And also like
and on the pleasure
playing
scale.
With your own vulva.
Yes. Yeah. So really just appreciate them and know the sacrifices that were made to have those nails.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, but anyway, it's a porn trope that like we can let go one of these days, I think.
Yeah. I also definitely don't believe that they had an orgasm, because any of them did, because there was no like refractory period. You know? Like, they immediately were like, all right, let's drive.
Oh yeah. When you said refractory period, I was like, Rachel with the big words.
Yeah.
What does she mean specifically about refractory? Yeah, there was no, they're like, okay, do you want me to drive you to your house? Like, was it like, okay, I'm gonna give you a ride home? Like, I was like, okay.
Where are they? Yeah, they immediately hopped in the front seat and they're like, let's drive away, like, scoot, scoot, beep, beep. I was like, whoa, what?
Yeah. I think the performers were just like glad to be done with the scene. And to be like, let's get the fuck out of here, because they're just like waiting for a cop to roll up and be like, hey, you can't fuck in that car with a camera on you.
Yeah. I really would have loved, just to heighten to the absurd level, if they would have just like drove away and she like hit a car and was like, I can't drive.
Yeah, honestly, if that happened, or they started driving and she was like, I forgot, I don't have my license yet, I'd be like, this is a self-aware porn.
Yeah, and I would have loved.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing was like, so done with finals. Okay, let's fight. Like,
yeah, I know.
I was like, everybody's in a hurry. Everybody's stressed out about this shoot.
Right.
They're doing this as fast as they can.
Right.
They are giving us fake orgasm 100%.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite part, though.
What was it?
Aside just from the opener that's like, so done with finals.
Me play
with
fucking too. Yeah.
Is when they pan out and the guys who are just standing in the background, and one of them is like, look how the car is moving up and down. Like, that's like all he could think to say. He's like, holy shit, these women with their tiny bodies are moving this vehicle. I just was like,
that.
You would say something about the car, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you man. That's funny. I didn't even clock that. What a silly video.
What a silly video.
I just can't believe that the boys came out of the woodwork like that.
It was, they might as well, like, honestly, I would have been obsessed with this if they had, like, literally just, like, stood up.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
The parody of this thing is if they were, like, crouched behind the car and then the girls started making out and they were like, sorry, did we hear girls making out?
Yeah.
Whoa. Like, if they just, like, one of them jumped out of a tree and one of them, like, did the, like, elevator thing from below the car. Like, I would make an amazing sketch of this
porn.
Oh,
my God. And then at the end, she drives off and is like, I forgot. I don't know how to drive.
Amazing. Perfect film.
Yeah. We're making it.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Did you get both performers' names? I could only find Vienna Buck.
I couldn't find any of their names.
Vienna Buck was tagged, but I couldn't find the other girl's name. Because that's the problem with crappy porn.
Well, yeah, Cam Soda, I think, is like an amateur platform, right?
I don't know anything about Cam Soda, to be honest.
It's a camming platform.
It's a camming platform?
Yeah.
Like, this came from Cam Soda as if it came from, like, many vids.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I thought it was a channel.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm just looking at Cam Soda.
What do you see?
A lot of girls who are live who want to talk to me now.
Oh, do they want to fuck? Are they in your area and do they want to fuck?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The Craigslist for sex, only men 30 plus. Click here.
Uh-oh.
Well, they know who I am. They got my number. All right. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Let's talk about...
Yeah. Public submission.
Great title. Brilliant title. Love a title that's like a pun, but not a pun. But
I
like,
know. But a pun.
But has multiple meanings.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Erica Lust, Ex Confessions,
featuring
Mickey Maude and Maria Agrado. And also featuring Zhaoui and Ease.
Yeah, I think.
Was my best guess at pronunciation. And Hannah Witron and Melanie Murphy in a charming cameo as passersby.
I know. Loved that. And I was like, can't that be us?
It could be us.
I know.
Rachel?
It could be us.
We could be like, I'm a porn performer because I was at the Dia Beacon that day.
Yeah. That's truly what it looked like. So they're on, so Mickey and Maria are on a lovely little trail, exploring like an outdoor sculpture trail.
Garden?
Yeah.
Trail?
Yeah. It's our, like, as soon as it started, I was like, okay, I'm already horny for the setting. Because we've got birds chirping, we've got nature, we've got a beautiful
crunchy
sunny day.
Footsteps.
Yep, it's a beautiful day. It's like, I'm horny already.
We've got self-indulgent art that I'd rather not pay attention to.
Right, and they're like, I loved that they were trying to like figure it out. Like, we hear their like ad lib of them being like, it's like the roots, you know? I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. I loved it too because I don't know who the artist is, but it did actually literally remind me of an artist at Dia Beacon that I was like, this is a con artist. I mean, you've heard me like go on about like certain artists where I'm like, oh, sorry, you are playing with space and time. But there's one at the Beacon that's like string from like the floor to the ceiling to the different part of the floor. And that's literally the whole piece. It's just like one piece of string, another piece of string. And it's about like space and like...
In
like power, use whatever, and it felt like one of those. And I was like, "Yeah, this is bullshit. You should talk about it, but you should actually just fuck." Like Mickey was like, "Yeah, it's this. It's maybe." And then
you're
they
like,
just start making out.
Just
and I was
a
like, "We know what we're here for."
Yeah. I didn't get the creepy music. There was like some weird suspenseful music that was happening underneath.
Oh, I actually loved it.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, I totally got it. So more explanation of plot. So they like look at this. String, this neon string thing between like trees, and they're making out, and then these other people come up and they're like, hi, hello. And then these like these girls in this cameo we mentioned, like, take a selfie.
Yeah.
And then Mickey and Maria go further up the hill and they come to this like brick structure, this like brick dome almost.
Yeah.
And then they start fucking on it. And then there are we should get into more detail about the fucking, but I'll do the summary first.
Right.
There are other hikers on the path. That's Zhaoui and Ease, who have made other videos with ex-confessions. They're actually circus performers
who are
also sex performers.
Yeah.
And they're like on the trail and they hear Maria like moaning and they're like, what's that? And then this like scary music plays.
Yeah.
And then it happens again where they like come around the corner and they like see, and Mickey's like, shh, and they're like, oh, and like scary music plays as they creep up. I think it was a way of the, like, for the video to be self-aware, but also sort of whimsical about these strangers. Because ultimately what happens is they join in the sex act, and they join in to pleasure Maria. So like, Maria's laying down and Mickey's going down on her, and then Joey and Ys come and play with her tits and like caress her body. And she really loves it, and it's like a fun surprise. And
of course, but you wouldn't, like, be able to do that in reality.
Exactly. Like, if I'm fucking my partner with a very important detail, she has a blindfold on.
Yeah.
So she's blindfolded for this whole sexual encounter with Mickey. He's not blindfolded. And the idea is they're, like, fucking in public and, you know, it's the thrill of that and not being able to see. And, like, she's moaning and he's like, if you're not quiet, someone will hear us.
Right.
And then these people come up and join in. And that's, it's very much a fantasy that, like,
this is porn world. Yeah, this is porn world. This is not reality. You cannot do this in real life.
Yeah. So I liked the music because I thought it was like pointing at the fact that it was like, these are scary strangers and they're going to come caress her body. That like leans into the fantasy of being caressed by strangers, and maybe they're a little scary, but you like it. Like, it helped me actually, like, with this, the dubious consent of it all. Like, I think it was being self-aware and being like, who are these creepies? They're going to touch us.
Yeah.
But not having it just be unacknowledged. Like, I thought it, like, pointed at what they were doing.
Yeah.
So I actually liked it. I thought that was really fun.
I think I would have just liked something that I didn't like the, like, creepy, suspenseful aspect of it. You know? I would have liked something a little bit more whimsical.
Yeah. I mean, I thought because it was just bursts when they were there, like, it felt like Disney creepy.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like
that's true.
Actually scary that they're like, ba-dup, ba-dup, and it was over.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, we're just acknowledging these are, like, are the antagonists? Like,
right, what's
going to
happen?
Like, it felt, even though the music wasn't altogether whimsical, it felt whimsical to me because it was like, scary music. Okay, back to the fucking.
Yeah.
Like, it felt aware of itself in that way.
Cool. So you like the music. Good to know.
So recap, dug the music, thought it was silly.
For me, the hottest part of this video was when she starts moaning loudly and he's like, shh, like, someone's going to hear, you know?
Yeah,
that's absolutely what I'm looking for in public videos, you know, because I think public sex, the appeal of it is the thrill of getting caught and having to be quiet and like having to be sneaky. So I think that that's key. And I would have liked that a little bit more throughout it. Like, maybe at the beginning, like when they're first starting to kiss, like a little bit of like, oh, we shouldn't do this, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Like, the any public video, I want to feel the urgency of, like, we could get caught at any moment.
But we have to do this right now. Yeah.
Yes. And it felt a little, like, safe. Like, at times I was like, they're fine. No one's coming. Like, even just the way that they set up, like, on a sculpture. Like,
I was like, did they have this plan beforehand?
Yeah.
Almost.
And, like, they have to know that someone will cut. Like, that part sort of took the urgency out. And I almost wish they didn't fuck on a sculpture, but, like, against a tree or something. Like, something that would feel more spontaneous and less, like, Erica Luss rented this out.
You
know, like, Erica Luss got special clearance to fuck at this art sculpture.
One time I was in Toronto, on Toronto Island, and there's a nude beach there. And I was, like, walking down to the beach, and there was just a couple fucking in the sand next to a tree, which that just reminded me of.
That's lovely. Do you still get in trouble? Yes, you, like, still get in trouble for, like, fucking at a public beach or, like, at a nude beach, but I imagine, you know,
that was the time,
eager to report you.
That's, like, the closest I've ever been to, like, strangers, full-on strangers just fucking next to me. Where it's like, oh wow, okay, you want to do this here, you like the fact that you're right next to, like, the little pathway that goes down to the beach. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
fascinating. Just wanted to share that with you since I'm sharing so much today.
I just got excited to, like, direct our first porn.
Fingers crossed.
I just thought about it and I was like, I want to know what the performers like. So they're actually doing. I don't know why that's where my head went. But I was like, being near strangers fucking. And I was like, I suppose if and when we direct our own porn.
Yeah.
Like, we'll be near some strangers. I was like, no, we'll know them because we'll have done prep work with them. They won't be strangers. Plus, we'll probably cast some of our favorite performers.
Yeah, so 100%. This whole video in general is like a nice like warm up, you know?
Yeah, actually, I would qualify the same way. Like, this is a great way to like start a session of porn watching.
Yes.
It's not sort of the thing I'd want to
finish
culminate
with.
With.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
But yeah, like it's a nice, lovely, gentle porn.
It is. And the sex in it is great. Like, Mickey's one of our favorite performers. We could talk about his hand skills all day.
I think he's got like back-to-back, or maybe not back-to-back, but like we talked about him 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like on that episode. So
yeah.
He's a popular.
He's our favorite. This podcast should actually just be called Girls on Porn that Mickey
Love
Mott
Mickey
is
Mott.
In. Girls on
Among
Porn
others.
That Mickey Mott stars in. I really would have, and I also would have liked the other couple to get in on the action a little bit more. Like, I was ready for that.
Yeah, we talked about this a little because so much of the porn we talk about is very straight-centric.
Yeah.
And A, we want to be more inclusive, but B, like, I genuinely get bored sometimes with, like, how much straight sex we watch. And we deliberately chose the cams out of it to be like, doesn't it suck that a lot of the, like, this is
a lot of
gay
the,
porn, but it's not even lesbian performers, probably.
Yeah.
And it's all performative for the men. It's like, you know, it's problematic in that aspect. So I liked this one had a little bit of, you know, it was kind of mixing it up.
Right. But I was ready to, like, have some more girl-on-girl stuff. I was ready to have some more anything. Like, even the guys. You heard it here first. Girls on Porn is sick of straight porn. We're sick of it. I'm bored. I want
it's only our
diff.
Fault, you know.
I
did actually, it was interesting, like, researching or digging for these videos for this episode because obviously, like, public is a lot of amateur stuff, but as soon as I was like, let me just search gay public and, like, lesbian public and, like, gay public just immediately took me to, like, gay Pornhub, and I was like, right, but gay Pornhub just means men.
Yeah.
And you search, like, lesbian public, and it's all female performative for the male gays.
Right, right.
You know, like, it's just hard
to find.
To sift through all that madness. So I'm grateful for channels like X Confessions or like Crash Pet, but it is...
that are more inclusive. You know, yeah, agreed.
It's an imbalance.
Mm-hmm. Still jerking off to this vid, though. I tell you what.
Yeah. Still gonna jill.
Yeah.
Still gonna jill off all day. The jill finds a way.
Yeah. It's gonna fuel the fantasy of what happens when all four of them start fucking, which is what I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah.
Is when it's bodies on bodies and pussies and dicks and...
Yeah, it made me crave Sweet But Psycho, which is another X Confessions vid with Mickey Mott and with X Ashley, where there's much more, like, overlap fucking. But again, like, Owen and Mickey don't fuck in that.
Yeah. But I would like it if they did.
No, exactly. Like, I would want that.
Yeah. It would be fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking for bisexual foursomes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. We did bisexual threesome.
Bisexual foursome. Hey, put it on the list because I already got a hot video for you.
Oh, baby. I'm ready. I'm so ready.
I know.
Quarantine is long and the days grow weary. And
she's fine.
Mind,
she's fine.
She's fine. I'm fine.
She's fine. She's fine.
I'm so fine. I'm doing great.
So, needless to
I'm
say,
thriving.
She's fine. And we're both jerking off to public submission. Jilling
we're
off.
Jilling off.
We're jilling off, sorry. We're both,
and
needless
listen,
to say.
You can say jerking off, but, like, what happened to jilling off? What happened to the term that we coined?
Okay,
ourselves.
Let me say this. I'll take it back. So needless to say, she's fine.
Branding.
And okay, needless to say, she's fine. And we're both jilling off to public submission.
Fucking right we are.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, or on our website, girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
If you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Insta handle, and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.